Go ahead.
All right, we'll start the meeting of the Parks and Recs with the Pledge of Allegiance.
7:10 p.m.
Thank you. I pledge allegiance
to the flag,
of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Roll call, please.
Andy Cota, Ron Sill,
here.
James Butler Sr., Bruce Sill, John Bittman,
here.
Sal Fraschino,
here.
And Heather Bolton.
Okay, we have a quorum right here.
Yes, we got four members out of seven.
All right. Very good. Number three, additions or deletions to the agenda. Does anyone have any additions or deletions? If none, we'll have the same agenda. We'll move on to the acceptance of minutes. Did everybody get the minutes from Karen?
Some of us got it twice, right, Karen?
I don't remember.
I knew I loved you.
Is there a motion to accept the minutes from January 11th?
I make a motion to accept the minutes.
Motion by Mr. Bittman. Is there a second?
I can second that.
Seconded by Sal Fraschino. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So passed. Public portion. Is there anyone from the public who wishes to speak tonight? Is there anyone from the public?
I think I'll speak. Tom Linetti, 79 Sunset Drive. Mr. Chair, I'd just like to know why in Derby everything is such a hassle and such a project. We have a beautiful complex up there, and to get somebody to use it, it's like pulling teeth. Why does everything have to go to this board, to that board, and then back to the bit? I just think it's crazy. We got the Boys of Summer. They're willing to sign a contract. We've had this COVID. We have nobody else that wants to do anything. And we're going to lose this count because nobody's taking the bull by the horns and just taking it. Why does this always happen?
Well, I don't know if we're going to lose it or not. I think we'll be talking about that tonight. But
it's pretty close. Fairfield and them are talking right now. I just don't understand why. We got a beautiful complex. Why don't you showcase it with this Boys of Summer? Maybe we'll start getting a lot of people and let it pay for itself. I mean, the electricity, the heat is costing us a ton of money. We need to start making money up here.
Yeah, it's a shame. We've been in there a long time, too, and nothing. Yeah. Well, we'll talk about that. We get that in the agenda, but I know you see it firsthand, a big building like that, empty all the time.
I think you should let Denmo, who's in charge of everything, let him handle it. Never mind going to the Board of Aldermen. He can do it. And he will have that place rented. Okay, thank you. That's all I got to say.
Thank you, Mr. Lionetti. Anyone else from the public wishes to speak? Anyone else? Anyone else from the public? Okay, the public portion is closed. We'll move on to number six, correspondence.
Negative.
No correspondence tonight either? Okay. Then we'll move right into number seven, the director's reports.
Okay. Do you have the budget in a different area for the minutes? I mean, the agenda?
Or I don't see it. No.
Are we going to speak about it now?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, you know, we'll start with the budget. We had to have it ready for February 1 this year, which is earlier than it's ever been. We were asked to present a flat budget, which kind of was impossible. We're close, but kind of was impossible. The 5100, which is the 5100 line items, which is the, you know, the previous Parks and Rec budget that you guys are used to for many, many years. I was able to decrease you know, the total budget for 5,100 by $4,683. And some of the things, reasons why I was able to do that, you heard me speak before. I knocked down the lifeguard account. There's some line items that, because of our new facility up at Ryan Field, some of the monies that we used to require, we require a little bit less of. So that portion of the budget, again, as I mentioned, is down $4,683. Does anybody have any questions about any of the specifics for the 5,100 portion of the Parks and Rec budget?
None? Sound.
Huh? Okay. All right. So then the second half of it is the 5,200, which is Ryan Complex.
If I can interrupt you a minute, Mark, if you're there, you got to log in Andy Cota.
There
he is.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman.
Hey, how's everybody doing? Did you guys already start the meeting?
Yeah, we started number 7. Dennis's report just began.
Oh, okay.
So you got good timing.
Yeah, okay.
So, Andy, we're halfway through the budget discussion, and we just talked about the 5,100 portion of the budget, which is the old what we're always all used to, Parks and Rec budget.
Yep.
And that budget, I explained, is down almost $5,000. And we talked about why that is. And I had just left. The last thing I did was ask if there was any questions pertaining to the 5,100 portion of the Parks and Rec budget. So, is there any questions from you?
Yeah, no, I haven't went over the complete review of it, but as of right now, no.
Okay. All right. Then we have the 5,200, which is paid in Fieldhouse in Ryan Complex. And with that budget, there's an increase of $7,199. Last year's budget was $57,901. The request presented to the Board of Apportionment Taxation is $65,100. $3,720 of that increase is the attendant position, okay, that we did not have financed in this past year's budget, okay? That represents 60 occurrences where we may need an attendant, okay? Which is not a lot, but still, I don't know that we'll get close to using that. We haven't had anything really. We did have an attendant once, and you know, it really kind of turned out that we really didn't need it, and we only used it once. So I don't know that we'll. So I budgeted for 60 occurrences where we would need an attendant, which is like, you know, I don't know, is that's 5 times a month, and it'd be nice if we do get to use them. Because that means we have that kind of activity going on. The attendant is primarily for the great room rentals. Okay. We don't expect to use them very much for the fields part of the complex. So a couple other line items are adjusted. We still don't know a lot. Honestly, we don't know a lot about where we're going with the paid in, paid at least the paid in portion of the budget, due to the fact that, listen, you all, we commented previously, the building's virtually vacant. The great room is being used by the Derby Police and the Board of Education, and that's it so far. There's no hall rental going on at Payton, and I don't think anywhere else as well. So, I don't know. There's a lot of things yet to be determined for the actual budget in the future for that complex. Okay.
Right now, most of it is because of the pandemic. You think no use, or we haven't turned down anything, right?
Yeah, we have absolutely not. Yeah, absolutely not. No, we haven't had a request. We made $250 renting our baseball field. That's it. We haven't turned away anybody. They're just not coming. And, obviously it's from the virus, because I can't believe that that facility would not thrive. It's just too good, you know.
Right.
I believe it's gonna. It doesn't matter whether it's me or anybody, you know, it's gonna. I do believe it's gonna thrive. However, it's just impossible right now to get anything going up there. Any questions pertaining to the paid-in portion of the budget?
Yeah, I think the difficult thing with that is exactly the stuff that you're stating. We can ask for anything, but until this COVID actually starts to get balanced, I think we're going to have a hard time renting, especially with the social distancing and masking and everything else.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a while before that gets going, but I do think it's a good idea to ask for the attendant money anyways, because when stuff does start up again, I suspect it's going to be a very busy place.
Right. And it should be during this budget.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Yeah. It should be, you know, July 1. What we should wish for is that, you know, I'm looking to find somebody to transfer into the attendant line item, because that means, you know, we've got action, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which I'd be very happy to do. So again, any other questions concerning the budget?
I don't have any at this point. I don't know if anybody else does.
No. Okay. It appears that we are. Sorry, Ron.
It looked like Jimmy was trying to talk, but he was on mute.
Jim, I think.
Okay. How about that? Something. Am I there now?
You're good.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay. I just said Karen did a good job. You know, by printing it out, because we have everything right in front of us.
Yep, very good. Yeah. That's all you need. So when tax board or board of alderman is that, what's the percentage or what you increase? Now we all know it's great.
Yeah. Well, the big thing is the bottom line is less than 0.5%.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
Okay. All right, so moving on. We're on the agenda with the Board of Aldermen this Thursday, correct, Mark, with the Boys of Summer? Is Mark there? Okay. Mark might zoom in and out. We are expected to be on the agenda with the Board of Aldermen this Thursday with a presentation for the submittal from the Boys of Summer. Now, I know Tommy mentioned that he doesn't know why we're doing any of that, but listen, anything that requires finance such as this.
What do you mean, appearing before the board?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's because the way that the design is that they actually have that authority, especially for concerns that are not directly related to the Board of Ed. It's a special exception to the rule because they're asking for something that does not exist in a normal rental of the field. I don't know if that answers Tommy's question or if you already answered that, but that is the reason why that's that way, because the board still controls any of those changes that even though we may make a recommendation, they're actually the ones that have to prove that because it's a reduction in the amount they would pay and so on, you know. That's the reason why.
Right. Yeah. And that's the reason why we're going. The presentation that we received from the Boys of Summer doesn't fit the program that was designed by Alderman Sampson and Alderwoman DeGennaro, the program that they had set up. They had, you know, they felt when they set up, they had mentioned that they weren't sure that the numbers concerning the monies that they're asking for would be, you know, the appropriate amounts. The Boys of Summer are looking to rent this facility. The request is for approximately 5 months of rental. Okay. I broke it down to approximately 560 hours field time at Payton baseball field. If you divided that by an hour, it's $32 an hour, approximate. This is all approximate, but it's not that far off. Okay. That, you know, that is, you know, a rather low per hour dollar amount. But, you know, the idea here is with the volume of this request, will it warrant a reduction of that magnitude? That remains to be seen. They asked for two nights a week for 3 hours, and then Saturday and Sunday for 10 hours each day, which I had already informed John Netto that chances are that's impossible for us to plug them in for that amount of time without hearing from anything else that we might be doing up there. I do expect that there will be a baseball Legion program this year. They're going to be looking to play on that field. And this is not a big problem, by the way. There could be many Saturdays and Sundays where we could fortify Boys of Summer with 10 hours a day, but there also could be days where we cannot. And, you know, John was very understanding of that, that, you know, we do have an allegiance to other programs. I see Matt Bradshaw's here, and he can tell you when we get into September, which is July through mid-November, is really the meat of the request of the Boys of Summer. Now, you know, once we get into September, you know, there's often times where the high school programs will be on Payton baseball field. It may not be baseball. You agree with me, Matt? that, you know, we have, I'll call it spillage, that where we need to have participants go up to the upper field, even if the, you know, what they normally do is play on the lower field. You understand what I'm talking about?
Yes, there's some days, especially on game days, if we get overbooked because of the main fields being used, we have to run practices up on up top. Usually soccer practices get held up there.
Right. So with that, you know, for us to fortify the boys of summer with 10 hours every Saturday and Sunday, September, October, November, you know, no chance, no chance.
It's not fun.
You know, I mean, listen, there's wiggle room everywhere. And, you do have the field probably to 8, 9 o'clock at night. It is turf. So, you know, I believe that, you know, we can work this out with them being satisfied what we can provide to them. I believe that. It's just not exactly what they're asking for. We can't do that.
We had pretty much spoken to them. I remember our last meeting on where we thought if there was going to be issues, then we did bring that up. So I think most people most of the board members are pretty much know what the issues probably will be too.
Yes.
If there's any.
Right. With that, Tommy mentioned to you that, you know, they're talking to Fairfield. They're talking to Notre Dame of Fairfield High School, which is a private high school. They're not talking to the city of Fairfield. They're talking to a private high school who basically can do whatever they want, okay? They have no, policies and procedures, you know, the same that we have, you know, as a municipality facility. Okay. So, you know, just to let you know that, you know, that's who the other contender, so to speak, is for this. One of the sticklers, I believe, is they are requesting to put banners on our fence, advertising. I guess they would seek sponsorships and make up banners and place them on our fence. I don't know that's a good idea. I'm not thrilled with that. Okay. I wonder if there's an alternative way to do something so they can advertise sponsors, maybe one banner and maybe on the side of the fence and not on the field fence. I don't know. And I don't know if there's any wiggle room there, but so if we did allow them to place these banners on the field, we would be giving them a reduction from the program cost that, you know, that we have initiated. And then, you know, we would also be giving them help in paying for it with these banners. So I'm not thrilled with the banners situation. So other than that, I really don't have much more to say about the Boys of Summer. This is a test case for us. It's number one, and it's going to set the tone for how we handle with these. By no means do I believe that somebody wants to rent our facility for a weekend, 2 days, that we should compare them financially to someone who rents the facility for 5 months. Okay. You know, any, some, you know, we have to have the ability to rent for, you know, the actual monies that, you know, the program was initiated for. Okay. So, you know, we want to be able to have time in order to be able to do that as well. And, does it warrant a reduced price with the amount of time that they're requesting? I believe so. I don't believe that a 2-day rental should have the same privilege as a 5-month rental. Okay, it's apples and oranges, so I don't see that being a problem. And I don't know. This is our initial test case. There's some bumps in the roads, and there are significant bumps here, and they got to be worked out. But we got to drive through these bumps and see if we could pull this off. Again, we are apparently competing with a private high school. Okay, so again, that's apples and oranges. They get to do whatever they want. And nobody gives a darn, you know? That's it. I mean, any questions about the Boys of Summer proposal?
I think we pretty much have a handle on that. Let me ask you a quick question going back to the budget. Don't we require a motion and a vote on the budget? You guys didn't do that before I signed on, did you?
No, and I don't see it on the agenda. So maybe
we have to go back
to the additions and deletions. We can revert back to that and put it on and then vote on it. And it would be formal anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. We probably should do that. No.
Yeah.
Number 8B. Excuse me. Number 8B has got the budget down below.
Oh, okay.
Can I ask a question on the budget? Am I on?
Yeah. Yes.
Can I ask a question on the budget? Dennis, sure. You explained it thoroughly on the 5100 and the 5200 line items. I get it. And I'm just looking at it, and there's a floater at the bottom and the 3700 line, capital yearly, 10,000. Can you just explain what that is for? Because it's not in the 5100 or 5200. But it's still on at the bottom here.
Yeah, it's in the capital. The capital
that
portion.
We get that every year, Sal.
Yeah,
that, so we that's, get 10, been, that's been in the capital fund every year for as long as we've been there that I know of.
Well, okay, that's good to me. I just like I said, it's different than the 51 and 52, and I didn't know if it was a typo. And I didn't know capital funded 10 grand every year. That's great. Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
I'll just give you an example. The major purchase we made with the 3700 capital Ryan Field improvements was the two storage buildings that you see at Ryan Complex.
Okay.
One for public. Okay. So, it's very much needed extra money and very much appreciated. When it comes to where we require it, so that's been in the budget probably more than I've been here, and I'm on 30, so at least 30 years.
Okay.
Yep.
That's similar to what they do for the police department building. When they have the new building, they stipulated that there had to be money every year allocated to the departments maintaining the building.
Yeah,
Karen's right. The budget is number 8. I didn't see it. I had my thing down on my phone. I'm reading the agenda on my phone. It was blocked off. So we're okay when we get to it.
Okay. All right. That's good. So you're all set, Dennis? You have nothing else?
I don't know. How's things looking for our spring season, Matt? Pretty crazy, I think.
Sorry, let me go through quick. I guess Do you want just spring, or should I do everything I have here?
Well, no. Listen, you're gonna ask Matt, I guess, to talk, right?
He's next.
I was just saying, yeah, okay. We haven't done Little League registration. We're gonna start doing some registrations, and I don't have anything to report about the programs tonight. However, it looks like we're gonna, get rolling with some things. I understand that some of the programs in town are getting together, and I understand that some of the numbers are not so good. So we'll see what happens. We really don't know what's in store for us in this very near future as far as participation. Who feels what is okay and what is safe. But by next meeting, we'll know a lot more about that.
Okay.
That's it for me. Unless there's any other questions.
No. Thank you. Matt, I guess you're up. You're 7B there. Good to see you, by the way.
Thank you. I think I had a school meeting last month. All right, so I'll just go quick. The fall, the football was obviously, limited. I think everyone knows that. We got through all the other sports. Everything was great, always ready for us. I think the boys soccer just missed a few at the end because we had to do a quarantine. All right, moving on. Well, winter's right now. When the snow is gone, we'll be back on the track, but we can't, that's Mother Nature. So we'll take what we can get. We were spoiled last year. We had the track the whole winter last year. Not spoiled right now, but we'll be back down there when it melts. Sports wise, indoor track, they may not have any competitions this year. That's a wait and see. Cheer and wrestling, they're both off the table right now. It may change, but as of right now, off the table. Basketball, the boys and girls, they have a 12-game schedule. The girls' numbers are a little low right now, but we have our cheerleaders. They can do the sideline cheer, so they'll be at our boys' games. Along with the games, disappointing, but the spectators are limited. It's one parent or guardian per athlete. That's all that's allowed in our school this year. So, the general public coming to the basketball games, that won't happen this year, but, hopefully that changes for next year. We'll have to see. Getting into spring, a couple things here. Baseball and softball start. What's going to be new this year is they used to each have their own field. Now they have one field. So those will be, they'll be shared. So, we may have the lights on. Some of the practices will go into the evening. So the lights will be on, especially, in March. I guess once the clocks change, we might be okay. Keep going right here. I don't have a schedule yet to give Dennis or anybody else to kind of, line us up with Little League or anybody else. Because we don't know what CIE is going to throw our way or what the pandemic throws our way. So everything with scheduling has been put to last minute this year, and it leaves the ADs running. But as soon as I know, I will tell everyone. We're starting track meets this year. So these will be the first track meets. Track meets at Derby ended a little bit after I graduated high school, which is, I guess, 90, 91 or so were the last meets. So those are back. That's going to be great. I write my notes here. Not even sure. I can't read my own writing. One change, I don't know if this should have been put on the agenda elsewhere or where this gets brought up. The baseball team, they like to be able to use metal cleats on the field. That's against the rules right now. Did the legwork for it last year. As long as the field AstroTurf told us, as long as the field is maintained properly, the metal cleats shouldn't be an issue. Some towns allow it, some towns don't. We were hoping maybe it gets allowed just for the high school teams and that's it. If somebody's, you know, coming in and paying, we don't necessarily have to let them use metal cleats. You know, they're a different, you know, outside the city organization, but I'd like to see that change for baseball. I don't know how to get that done or if I go through you guys first, but if we can try to look into it, see if anybody's open to it, I'd appreciate that. If it's people are going to say no, well, you know, then it is what it is, but I'd like to see that if we could try to make that happen.
Could I ask a quick one?
Yeah.
What would the motivation for the metal cleats be, Matt? Is it just because you would need two pairs of shoes for when you go to?
That's a big part of it. And then every school visiting us, they're going to all have, we're the only turf. Everybody has grass. So, you know, the kids use metal. Everywhere else they go, they use metal for the most part. So I think that's where you get some issues. So,
yeah.
We use metal.
Is it just the fact that it's the type of grass that it is, or is it because of the type injuries that you can get from having metal cleats versus the AstroTurf?
So I believe, I don't think it was the Alder.
That could be an issue.
I believe that the injuries part, they wear metal on grass all the time.
On grass.
They wear metal on turf also. I think the big concern was, would it do any damage to the turf? When I called up the guy from AstroTurf, I don't remember his name. He said, if the field is maintained properly, then the metal doesn't get down to the bottom where it could tear the turf.
That's what scares me, to maintain it properly.
So that
I'm very surprised. I got to say, I'm very surprised that this is even coming up, because I didn't think it would. So this is going to be something we got to really look into. And because I do believe, and Ron, the meetings that we were in concerning the football field, they were adamant.
That was a big no-no.
Yeah. So, it remains to be seen. But, I mean, that I'm surprised that metal cleats is being proposed. It's I guess we'll have to study it.
Yeah, sure.
And get an exact answer. But it was really, really emphasized for when they were building that base football field and sitting on that committee that there wouldn't be metal cleats. So yeah,
the metal wouldn't really come up so much. Everybody uses the molded cleats for football. That's because there's many turf football fields. That's pretty much the standard for football, is the molded plastic. The baseball, however, goes with the metal. Even when we went to Yale, we played on their turf. They use metal cleats at Yale. So, you know, I can do a little research. I think some schools allow it, some schools don't. I'm passing the word along, for the coaches.
Okay. Yeah, we'll definitely do some research on that for sure.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, because we're gonna need to know the answer to that. Yeah.
That's a biggie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, listen, we had the firemen play there, and for absolutely no metal cleats. So what we've done there so far was absent of metal cleats. So, obviously we haven't done a lot, but so far we've had no problem ensuring that the shoes that were worn on our fields were the molded type. So, all right. Well, something to look into.
When would you have to know by, Matt?
I don't know if I waited too long. Baseball wouldn't have any games until early April, which I know it's probably too quick of a turnaround. But
so we would know the second Monday, March, for sure, by our next meeting.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's fair. We definitely have to know the answer to that. Our best bet is probably go directly to the installers and the people we purchase these from and let them tell us what the recommendation is. Okay. It's highly possible. You're right, Matt. We don't know because it's a different kind of activity than football, as we well know.
Right.
So I guess we'll see.
Yeah. Okay. And then on a personal note, I don't know if anybody knows or not. I am going back to teaching 5 classes. So I'm AD until the end of June, and then I'll be stepping down and somebody else is going to take over for me. I don't know who yet, but I have about 4 months left of this, and then I will be a athletic supporter again and not the athletic director.
Wow.
I'll still be teaching at Derby High School though. So I'm switching back. I'll be happy there. So best choice for me. So
good for you.
Thank you. Yeah. I just want to let you guys know. So.
You're the best, yeah.
Good having you, Matt.
Thank you. That's all. I didn't mean to end it with that, but I wanted to make sure you guys knew. So
yeah, thanks. Well, okay. So I guess we move on to the next item then, which is number 8 under the new or other business. Karen, what did you have under A? You said under B is the budget.
Yeah, I looked quickly. It is A is the budget.
That's what I thought. Now let me just ask this question. Now that we've all had a chance to look at the budget, do we want to take this up in 2 motions, one for the paid and field and one for the regular budget? Is that how we want to do that? Does anybody have any suggestions, or do you just want to, somebody want to make a motion to accept the budget as it's written? Anybody have any flavor for that?
I think we do it as one, our budget, you know.
Okay. Okay. Is that a good idea? Everybody's in agreement?
I agree.
Okay. So can we have a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Who's that, Sal?
Go ahead. If somebody was overriding, go ahead. That's fine.
Okay. No, you go ahead.
I'll make a motion to accept the budget as presented this evening. I don't know if I need to say the 5,100 and 5,200 or just in total, whatever. But I'd like to make a motion. We accept the budget as presented.
Okay. John, did you second that, you said?
I'll second that.
John Bittman on a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? Any nays? Okay, if not, then so moved.
What was the total amount of the budget?
302.
026.
Okay.
302026.
Very good.
Okay. Now, was there anything else that we need to take up this evening?
We doing B or no?
I'm looking at what we had here. Well, the Boys of Summer one was what we had there. What do you have for B, Ron? Maybe I've got the wrong.
Mine says Boys of Summer. I mean, we've talked about it already.
It does say that, so I think we've pretty much taken that up.
Are we set to react to the Board of Aldermen, though, and to give them an answer by not waiting until next month?
Well,
I think that Dennis, you've spoken to John. He understands. We've all talked to John also. Yeah.
We're preparing a condensed presentation for the paperwork that we have from the Boys of Summer. We're going to place everything into bullet points, and so the aldermen should have an easier time observing and discussing what we're going to present.
All right. That was that committee before, right? Wasn't that a committee of the Board of Aldermen? Was it at my committee?
We thought we were going to operations and procedures.
Yeah, but they're sending it to the full board, right?
Now they
are. Yes, they denied it. They denied it, and
right,
and sent it to the. They said that the full board may pass it back to operations and procedures, but. That's when it would come to operations and procedures when the full board decides that it needs to go there. All so right. We thought we were getting on the agenda for operations and procedures. We didn't make it.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Can I ask a question on that?
Sure. Go ahead.
Can I ask a question on that?
Sure.
Yeah.
So because we're going forward with the presentation to the board, is it prudent for this board to make a recommendation to accept the proposal, or do we stay, do we not have the authority, and do we stay neutral, if you will? But, you know, do you understand what I'm trying to ask?
Yeah, that's a good question, like a recommendation from this board or how we feel.
Well, I can tell you what it says. What it says in the policies and procedures, and I feel, and I think we talked about this last time. Even though it doesn't explicitly say that we make a recommendation, I think it's prudent that we do. We could actually send Dennis forth saying that after extensive discussion that he has a pretty good working handle on it. But I think that if they're going to run that whole park, then there would be no reason for us unless we make a recommendation based upon what we know. Is that fair? I think we should.
Yeah, that's a good.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. You know, I'm just thinking we're the Parks and Rec board and a lot of work is going into this, and Dennis and John Netto and at some point we've got to sit back and trust the people who are running it, and that's Dennis. So if the Board of Aldermen don't like, the signs being hung up on the fence, for instance, well, then Dennis could take care of that. But I think that as a board, we should sort of support, Dennis and formulate a recommendation to accept the proposal as presented. And in this way, the board could say, well, the Parks and Rec, is recommending it. And it gives sort of a little bit more juice.
Yeah. Well, let me just say, Sal, that I believe you're correct, by the way, but it does not give us a spot. And I have several different areas that I looked up. It actually puts most of the authority in the Board of Aldermen based upon the way that they wrote this. But because they wrote this and it's in our possession, it would make sense that we would have some kind of discussion with the board. So, and Dennis pretty much knows what to run with this because we've spoke at length, especially at the last meeting. But there's several. I'm looking to see if is he under request for use of facilities. There's a section under there under the document.
Mr. Chair, but the reason why this is going to the Board of Aldermen, the only reason why it's going to the Board of Aldermen is because it does not comply with the policy as it's been written. That's the only reason why.
Gotcha.
If they applied for, or if anybody applies for use and it complies with the policy that was adopted, then it wouldn't have to go to the Board of Aldermen.
We understand that.
Yes. And at your last meeting, you said was that everything in their proposal was not acceptable to this board. So that's what you said last month. So
no, I didn't say it wasn't acceptable. I'm saying that what we were pointing out to them was where we think that we're going to find that there might be some conflict when they get there. So our intent at that time was to tell the board or to tell John and the committee where we thought there would be an uphill battle for them.
Right. So, I can't remember if Mr. Fraschino was at the last meeting, but a motion to recommend this proposal as is wasn't acceptable as is to you last month. So unless something's changed, that's all I was saying.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I understand what you're saying, but because it's a special exception to the norm, it doesn't tell us that you could divvy this up and just use part of it. And then the other part, then make a decision. This implies by reading this, I read this like five different times, and it clearly says that the board when they're looking for special exceptions like this, actually have to go back before the Board of Aldermen. That's the reason why they're going there. So that the board can give approval for this, because we have no authority to give approval for changes of how they're going to operate, the amount of hours, the cost, and stuff like that. Because otherwise, it would be a standard. If somebody wanted to rent it, and they wanted it for Saturday for 4 hours, they'd see Dennis, and he would check with the AD, and if everything's good between the Board of Ed and them, it's set. Just like you're saying, Mark. But right.
If we get the actual money that the program has listed and warrants, then we do not discuss with any other faction. We just move forward. However, this is quite modifiable to the program that was developed, and that's where the scrutiny comes in, and the Board of Aldermen needs to examine this proposal.
Yeah, because there was several major areas that the board is going to have to take a look at, like that signage issue.
Do we have a recommendation about the banners? I mean, I kind of stated my feelings. I'm not too excited about the banner situation on our outfield fences. If there's an alternative to assist them in raising some monies to help pay for the facility, I'd like to look at that. But the banners on our outfield fence, I'm not enthused to. Does anybody else have any discussion they want to share for that?
I think that's the reservations on everybody here, that putting signs all over our field on all the fences, and they need it for their money income. I know that, I realize that, but is that something we want to do? You know, that's going to be your biggest reservation at the Board of Aldermen, I can tell you now.
Yeah. That could be a deal breaker. I don't know, but but the boys of summer have been at Bradley School for 3 years. No signs, not one, not ever. So, is this something they've been doing, or is this something they want to do? Because they've never had them up there. Just so you know.
Yeah,
there were several issues that definitely were earmarked that the board would have to make the decision on. Of course, the amount of money they're talking about, hours of use, look like it's another big thing, as we discussed last month, because 2 days, Saturday and a Sunday, 10 hours a day, both days, that may be an issue, maybe not, even though they've written into their request, which seems pretty good, is that they would work with somebody else if they were looking to get the field on those days, and that's right to their proposal. So they've been using our fields for 3 years, and they've been pretty responsible. So I would tend to believe that there might be some issues with that signage. Ron, you're pretty up to date on what goes on in the Board of Aldermen meetings. So you know as well as Dennis and I have been to a lot of these meetings that those signs are going to be an issue. That may not be a deal breaker for the whole presentation, but I'm thinking that they're going to want to take a closer look at this, because there are several things of concern that they're going to be wondering about. It's going to be some of those things we discussed. We were candid. We were right up front with John. We want to be that way, and we thought where they would run into some problems that we tried to highlight where we thought that would be. Their presentation could be brought to the board the same way they wanted to do it, but I think it was prudent of us to mention to him where we thought the board members would have a problem.
Right.
And even though it doesn't explicitly, like I said before, say that we know we're going to go forward with this. So our recommendation would be we're going to forward this proposal through Dennis and to the Board of Aldermen. So we're not voting to say yay on things that we have no authority over. We're just saying we're sending a proposal forward. And I think that's a proper recommendation based upon what they're looking for, unless I'm mistaken.
No, and I see where Sal's coming from, that we should have some kind of recommendation, but we really can't. And I know Dennis has got reservations about the sign too. So we can't go in there saying the Board of Parks and Rec is all in favor of this thing because, you know, that we have.
Well, there's components that may be not. You know,
right.
There's certain pieces of it that, it could use some tweaking.
If I may, Mr. Chair, as I had spoken to you and to Mr. O'Connell, based on my observation of being at these meetings, it probably would make sense for you to figure out the stuff that you agree on, that you could recommend or would recommend, and try to do it that way, because if you're going to be in front of the full board on Thursday, and if there's confusion and there you don't have a clarity of vision of what you want, how are you going to try to expect them to make a decision?
Well, they wrote the document. When you write something outside of the board or the commission, whatever it is, and you put it in your authority, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't allow us to make any recommendation technically, unless we just, like we said before, if they're just somebody's going to come in, they're going to rent the field for a day, or they're going to rent whatever they're going to do, Dennis can take care of all that. But under these conditions, I'm not sure that we're not going outside of what we're allowed to do. That's all that I'm saying, because when we talked last week, we had several issues.
But if you're saying that you don't have the authority to make a recommendation or opine on this because you have more regular activity up there, I'm not trying to tell you to what to do, but in terms of the process and everybody's frustration around this whole thing, the thing is, if you agree that you obviously, if you're putting it to them to ask them to consider it, you're asking them to waive the rules that they just set up.
I can tell you what we're concerned about, because we discussed that at length at the last meeting. Let me read this back. Tell me if I'm incorrect on this, but I think the issues were there could be some questions as to why there's so many hours being requested on a Saturday and Sunday for those period of time. That I think was going to be a question. We're not saying that the Board of Aldermen are going to say no. We're just saying that if anything comes up, that to us would be an issue. They're going to want to know how many hours are needed on the weekend during the time being requested. And I said, we're pretty confident that the city will not allow the Boys of Summer to sublet the field in any way. You see, that to us was a very important thing, because if we give somebody a field for many, many hours and they just say, okay, well, we're not going to use it, but so we'll just let our friends come in and use it, that the issue becomes subletting in the city, I don't believe, wanted to get into that. That was a concern.
And the Boys of Summer understand that, because we could make a decision as to our opinion about the signage, so that we have an opinion to share with the Board of Aldermen. It's clear to the Boys of Summer that the only people playing in a game or practicing would be the Boys of Summer. Obviously, they could play another team each and every game, of course, but the Boys of Summer will be in every game. You know, Naugatuck's not playing West Haven at Payden Field. And that was clear. In my last meeting with John Netto, and you know, he's totally He totally understands where we're coming from, acting as if they never intended that, but you don't know. But that should not be an issue. We should hammer that down to ensure that never happens. I don't believe it will. I believe that's clear. But maybe we could share with the Board of Aldermen our opinion to the banners.
I mean, there's
not a real whole lot else, you know? I mean, it's...
Yeah, no, we had brought up some of the other questions. I mean, it was the time element. As far as the amount, I think the board's going to have to decide what they're actually going to charge. Because we could see by looking at the schedule, we look at the charge schedule, and it's a considerable difference. So that may or may not be an issue. In other words, we could say, because I think we agree that this is a good idea, that they use the field. The time element might be too much. We may have to make some adjustments there. The signage, I think, is going to be a problem for. I think everybody knows that's going to be a problem for the city. So we could ask them to accept the proposal as it's proposed, with a caveat of what will happen with the signage and possible hours in question. Really, that's really the only two things that we would be concerned about, because Dennis would know more about the hours than anybody else. What the use would be.
Yeah, and it's been made clear that we cannot provide Saturday and Sunday for 5 months, each and every Saturday and Sunday, 10 hours. Could we provide 10 hours on a given Saturday or a given Sunday? Absolutely. But, we had Matt on. I'll just give you an example. There's a boys soccer game on Saturday morning, and following the boys soccer game is a girls soccer game. And the high school athletic programs needs to have the teams playing the next games warm up prior to taking on the field down below. Where do they warm up? They warm up on the Payton baseball field. So, we're going to have to permit that. So that's going to happen in the fall. It's going to happen. There's going to be high school programs finding their way up to the baseball field to get ready to go down to the other field. Because listen, at the end of the day, there's two fields. Okay. There's just two fields. And we've got a lot of teams dedicated to those two fields. So without question, we cannot provide 10 hours each and every Saturday and Sunday. I made that very clear to John Netto, who seems to be understanding and okay with that. The Board of Ed could have the field till noon. The boys of summer could come in at noon and play till 8 o'clock at night. We can do this. We can do both. We can do all we need to do. It just isn't going to be exactly the way they wrote it.
Yeah. I think that what we should do is, unless I'm wrong on this, those several concerns we have, but I think that we should let it rest in the hands of Dennis to make those recommendations that even though they ask for 10 hours on Saturday and Sunday, that needs to be put back in the power of Dennis to decide when or when they cannot use those 10 hours. The signage issue, I think we need to say we are concerned about that. And as far as the cost or how much the board is willing to adjust, I think that needs to be, I think that's totally within their guidance. I don't think we have authority to deal with that. Unless I'm wrong, does everybody agree that's how that should be handled?
Yeah, Dennis will give his presentation with the reservations of the board.
Yes.
Their opinion on the two, and that'll be it. Then you go back to John, counter offer, and that's the end of it.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. What do you think, Sal? Are you there?
Yeah, I think that's, yeah, I'm here. I had it on mute. I'm sorry. So I think that's fine. Operationally, absolutely. It's all, everything's in Dennis's hands. But as far as the financial piece of it, Board of Aldermen, I agree 100%.
Okay. So then we're all in agreement that that's how we'll go forward with this. There, so there's real no opposition to the plan. It's just the things that we would be concerned about.
The reservations we have with the
our exact, reservation, yeah.
And the signs, and that's what he'll bring in his presentation, and yeah. We'll go from there.
Yeah, I don't, do we need a vote on that or no? I don't think we do we?
Well, Sal's point was well taken. I mean, I think we should, but if we have these reservations, we can't really.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I think we have to be careful because otherwise we'd have to be very specific. But I think that we should, well, what we're doing is we're giving the authority to Dennis to bring these issues before the board. And I think that he's going to be very clear as to what the issues are. So,
right, Dennis has got power to act.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to have these bullet points written up and for Mark, I hope tomorrow for the Board of Aldermen, at which time tomorrow I should be meeting again with John Netto. And I will express to him our concerns with the banners. If they mean a real, real lot to them and they're not coming unless they have them, we may not be there Thursday.
Hmm. Yeah,
you know, that would be up to the that would be up to them. But, you know, I'm not going to, you know, disguise the fact that, you know, we have these concerns over these banners and then sneak it in on them Thursday night.
They should know up front. We should always be very candid with everybody.
Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been very responsible in the 3 years they've been in Derby. So we should do what we can to accommodate people that want to use these fields. So, but I think that I think is the best way to go. And Dennis, will I see you sometime tomorrow? I'd like to see those bullet points before they go to Mark. Cause you know how Mark is. I'm just kidding, Mark.
Mark is trying very earnestly to prevent an argument and to
I got you.
Allow for a smooth conversation instead of everybody walking away frustrated because the information is not there or not presented in a way that will will allow people to make a decision. I mean,
that's a good point.
I'm trying to help. Right.
Listen,
even if you are.
I'm just kidding with you. And we appreciate your help.
Listen, I'd be surprised if we really pinned this down on Thursday night. I don't see that this 100% being settled that evening.
Thursday night.
What's that?
May not even get to Thursday night.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it doesn't mean that the city won't allow for these signs if that's going to be the biggest issue. We just kind of suspect that that's going to be a problem because everybody's going to want signs up there then, you know.
Well, listen, we need to raise money too.
Right. Yeah, we understand that too.
But I suppose the big question is, what do you think Mrs. Payton would say about those signs on a $20 million facility?
Yeah, you got a good point
I think I know.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, see, you know what? That will be the issue. I think that Dennis is going to talk to John tomorrow. He's got to tell him that. I'm sure he will tell him that's going to be the biggest obstacle. And if that's going to be a deal breaker, I don't know what else. I don't know what we could do to repair that, you know, because they're already, I think reasonably, if the city accepts the monies that they're talking about for this rental, I think that's way more than fair because when you look at the dollars that they will be saving, I think that's an honest argument, even with John, if they approve this, This is a really good deal for you, with or without the signs, I would think. No, Dennis?
Sure. Sure. If the board approves that.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're magnetic signs and they put them up only when they're playing and then they go with them, are those hours? Well,
there you go. There you go. There's an alternative. And maybe that's the answer. Maybe there are alternatives.
So why is they?
Okay. Well, that's a good point, Ron. And that should probably go in there with John's discussion tomorrow. And then if the board agrees to that, that we can agree that would be good for where we would be in agreement with that also.
Right. It's not
Is that permanent. Fair to everybody?
Yeah. That type of thing or just one sign on the side of the fence with all the names on it. Just one sign, you know, not 15 signs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
These are
the problem is the sponsors want their signs.
Right. Yeah.
So I like the idea of either the attachable or magnetic signs during the time they're using it. If everybody else likes that idea. So.
Well, and in that way
there, they would still get their signs. They would just have to spend a little more time installing them before their games.
Right.
Is everybody in agreement that that's a fair way to go with that?
Just a little alternative. They may shoot it down right off the bat, but just trying to work.
Yeah, that's a great proposal. That's a really good proposal. And that's an honest way to do business too, because we're saying that we have a bit of a solution for you. And because, you know, that makes,
gives
that makes
them a
perfect
good
sense.
Option.
Yeah,
they're temporary signs.
Yep. So we could go with that. That's the only other change other than the stuff that we've already discussed that you will discuss with John tomorrow. And then we can see what the bullet points are.
Yeah. Well, and you know, you want to get together with me, you and him? Any chance for that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Do you have any idea what time?
No, I don't know. You know, probably for John gets out of work at 4. I don't think he'll be able to come to the center, you know, during his, you know, work time. So our last meeting was at 4 o'clock, and that was, I think, Friday last week. So
okay,
all right. I'll call you.
All right, that's good. That'll work too.
Yeah,
that'll work. If everybody's satisfied with that discussion, I think we can honestly go forward with that proposal to the board. So.
And the concessions, is that all clarified now? Is that clear?
No. The Boys of Summer really want nothing to do with the concessions. What they are saying that they think that the attendance at their events warrants you know, a concession situation. We would have to find you know, an operator of the concession.
Well, their proposal we did not agree with, right? Their proposal was that the Board of Ed run it and any proceeds go to the baseball team. I thought that we said that's fine if they're going to run something, if the Board of Ed or somebody's going to run the concession, but we did not agree that it goes to the baseball team because, you know, I recognize they're using the baseball field, but there's going to be other people are going to say, hey, you know, why should the baseball team get the money and not the football team or the track team or somebody else? Right. We did discuss that, right?
Yeah. And we should locate a vendor that's going to come in, pay us to come in and pay the city a VIG to operate the concession stand.
Okay, but that part of the proposal where he said that the Derby High School baseball team should get any proceeds, I think that needs to come out of there, does it not?
Yeah, it does. That will not be in the bullets. It will not be in the bullets. That,
all right,
you know, they thought they were being nice.
Yeah, they were. They were being nice. There's no doubt that their intent was good, but we have to look at the whole picture, and the whole picture is if everybody's going to say, well, what about us? Yeah. And not only that, I think we have to be careful when you start to make monies for the Board of Education when they already have, you know, their system in place.
Yeah,
because I don't think we could be supplementing how the Board of Education runs.
No, they have their booster club, and their booster club will operate the concession stand at their games.
Yeah. Okay.
And not ours. I mean, we made $250. We created a line item to put this $250 in. Okay. So we need to start sending money to that line item so that we have monies put aside for the things that these facilities are going to need in the
future. Which also answers part of the other question as to the fact that money comes into this department already that sponsors other city sports. So that's why we should maintain the control of how that works when it comes to the concession, because the city is going to say, well, if you're making money on the concession and we're, you know, and then you're going to give that to a specific group. Of course, we don't fund the Board of Education, but
yeah.
As long as that's not on there, I think we're okay.
Yeah, that will not be discussed with the Board of Aldermen. Okay.
All right, that's good.
That's an in-house us.
Yes. Yeah, we understand it, but that could be worked out. And if someday down the road it ends up being that works, then so be it. But for the time being, I think that's too much to throw at the board. I don't think it's fair. I think we have to be reasonable with the board and not set specific things that make it too difficult.
That's right.
I don't know.
If we have to gauge the attendance at these games. There may be 30 people at these games. You're not going to buy 100 hamburgers and 150 hot dogs, and then 20 people show up to the game.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So we don't know. We don't know the concession possibility. We don't know.
Yeah, right.
That's yet to be determined, and we're going to determine that.
Okay. All right. I don't think there's anything else, right? Is there anything else that we have? Or have we come to the conclusion here?
I think we're at the make a motion at 8:27 to end the Parks and Rec meeting for tonight.
Oh, that's Ronnie. Any second? Who's second?
I'll second that.
No, John Bittman wants to go home. He's tired.
Oh, he
okay.
is home.
All in favor?
He just needs to lie down.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever. All right. Thank you, everybody. Appreciate it.
A lot of good.
Hey, have a good day, everyone.
All right. Everybody have a good day. Thank you. Thanks, Mark. We do appreciate your input. So,
all right.
No problem.
Bye.
Have a good day, guys.
All right. All right. Bye-bye.